Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Meir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Wednesday, the 10th of June. Starting off with Brave Bison, where the shares are having another go at the upside, breaking that line of resistance from May and the 200-day moving average at 1.26, at least while we're above the 1.2 pence area, which is the floor of the rising trend channel from February, looking for a 2.3 pence target over the next month to 6 weeks, which is that resistance line projection that I've drawn up there. Another stock which is looking quite sprightly at the moment is Chesterfield. I sort of feel slightly upset I missed it by a day, but anyway, here we are, and given that there's a reasonable upside still to go, in theory, the top of this broadening triangle from the end of 2018 heading for 9 pence, one can say that while we're above 4 pence, looking for that target over the next month or so, any dips towards the 4.25 pence area regarded as a buying opportunity. If you're cautious on the stock, maybe wait for an end-of-day close above that April intraday peak at 5 pence. Another stock which is relatively new in the near term here is Carrero Networks. There's so many opportunities at the moment in the market that I'm really just looking at the new ones and then going on to the next batch of new ones. Here we've broken the December line of resistance at 5 pence. Above that, looking for a top of December trend channel target as high as 9 pence. Stop loss really just below the 5 pence area. Ideally, if you can risk down to the 50-day line at 4.37 at the moment, then maybe that would be the best thing there. But ideally, the shares don't go sub 5 pence. Imperium, the next contender, and here a stock which has been, looks at the moment, too difficult to resist with today's spike towards 6 pence. End of day close above 6 pence should easily take the shares up to 9 pence, which is the top of the February trend channel, and obviously after that, post-September resistance at 10 to 10.5 pence would beckon. The obvious stop loss just below 5 pence at the moment. Fulham Shaw, a bit of a buzz on the FinTwit area at the moment. Difficult to see how this area would be booming just in the near term with the 2 meter distancing and everything else, but who knows? It is a recovery situation. Top of the channel here from March up to 10 pence, and that target valid while we hold above the April peak at 6.5 pence. Next contender is Ilika, and here you can see that shares are worthy of inclusion today on the basis of we've actually been it was a couple of days of breaking that symmetrical triangle from January, breaking through the 42 pence level. Initial target here up towards 68-70 pence, which is the top of a rising trend channel from November, although I have to say that I'm secretly hoping that the shares are on a trajectory which would take them up to the line of resistance that I'm drawing there from November, as high as £1.20. I do think it looks as though it is a very strong situation. The reason for saying that is that we had the bear trap below the 20-day line and then a much higher low bear trapping the 50-day line, which tends to be the stuff that big moves to the upside are made of. On to Live Company, which has been rather a disappointment to its fans over the recent past, especially if I can get the right code going in there. But it does look quite decent in the near term. A very strong up candle here, breaking through the initial June resistance at 14 pence. And at least while we're above the 14 pence area, looking for 25 pence at the top of that rising February trend channel. After that, that gap down from January does beckon for the shares. Stock which I've been eyeing up over the last few days but never quite pressed the button on, which perhaps I should have, is Nostrum Oil and Gas. Here we've crossed the 200-day moving average at 13.9 pence, and above that, looking for a top of November trend channel target as high as 35 pence. Stop loss back below, I suppose, 11-12 pence if you can manage that. Otherwise, longer players maybe just back below the 10 pence level. Stock which has been rising quite well and mentioned on several occasions on Twitter as well is Panther Metals. Here, given that we don't have any much charting data to go by. It's a matter of guessing using years of experience to try and work out where the shares might head up to. I'm going for a target towards the 25 pence level, which is the upper parallel of the support line that we've got here, and I suppose just a end of week close above the intraday June high of 8.3 pence this week could be the starting point for a move towards the top of that January trend channel, and a decent target on the upside. Another stock which is looking as though it wants to give the bulls quite a lot on the upside is Proton Motor Power Systems, rather. Here we're currently in a bull flag above old resistance and above the 20-day moving average at 55 pence. While we remain above the 20-day line, looking for a trend line. An April 2019 trend line target as high as £1.30. Seems rather ambitious, but does look like a very strong setup. Requested stock today, which is not normally in my type of thing I look at, but rather slower than I normally go for. But Premier Foods at the moment, difficult to resist with the massive gap through the 200-day moving average at 35 pence in April. This sideways bull flag that we've had above old resistance over the last couple of months, and then the break higher through the 46, 47 pence area, looking quite strong indeed. As long as we remain above that pre-breakout 46 pence level, looking for a top of January trend line target, or trend channel target, as high as 100 pence over the next 2 to 3 months. Last stock of the day is one that I'm sure got one or two bulls of the stock slightly concerned over the last 24-48 hours, but we've had a triple bounce for the shares above 80 pence, above RSI 50 as well on Tiziana, and a higher low versus that mid-May low as well, which was just below 80 pence. End of day close above the 20-day moving average at 100 pence should give us the long-awaited £1.20 plus target on the upside, and possibly much more given the way that we've had those three successful intraday rebounds from below the 90 pence level. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.